Culture.
Book Review. Money Laundering. When Screens Clean the Green. Rinsed by Jeff White.
On June 2nd, Bill Guan, the chief financial officer of the Epoch Times, a right-wing newspaper, was arrested. Prosecutors in New York charged him with laundering $67 million, allegedly buying prepaid debit cards using cryptocurrency. Mr. Guan has pleaded not guilty. Chainalysis, a blockchain analysis firm, estimates that $22.2 billion in illicit funds were laundered globally using cryptocurrencies in 2023. Despite Western sanctions, Iran, North Korea, and Hamas, a terrorist group, all launder funds with crypto. As Jeff White, a journalist, makes clear in a gripping new book, money laundering can seem bloodless and abstruse, but it is going to become only more relevant and widespread. That is because technology is making this kind of crime easier and much harder to detect. Cleaning dirty money involves three steps. The first is placement, getting it into the financial system so it does not sit unproductively under a mattress. During the heyday of Pablo Escobar, a notorious Colombian drug kingpin, in the 1980s, couriers travelled with briefcases stuffed with cash to Anguilla, a Caribbean island with appealing banking secrecy laws, and deposited it in local banks. Now, people can get intermediaries to change stolen funds into Bitcoin, or do it themselves, without the need for an aeroplane ticket. The second step is layering, which means bouncing money around to sever its connection from its predicate crime. This has often involved routing funds through foreign banks and shell companies with stand-in owners. Today, cryptocurrency mixers can mingle a customer's Bitcoin with other cryptocurrencies. The mixer then returns the same amount that the customer started with, but it has become significantly harder to trace. The last stage of the laundering process is integration, or removing now clean funds and using them to buy things. Ideally, this involves assets that can either increase in value, such as art and property, or can generate cash. A car wash featured in Breaking Bad, one of the few crime shows to make money laundering a pivotal plot point. This largely remains a physical process that, as Mr. White explains, sometimes comes down to a network of human beings who physically go to the ATMs and withdraw the money in old-fashioned, untraceable cash. But here, too, technology helps. Easy communication facilitates the creation of ever larger networks across multiple jurisdictions. Jurisdictional whack-a-mole confounds the policing of cybercrime involving crypto. Mr. White's most gruesome chapter zeroes in on Welcome to Video, a site on the dark web, a part of the internet only accessible with anonymizing software, that charged users in Bitcoin to download images of child sexual abuse. Once investigators gained access to the site's back end, they could trace payments back to users, but not to its operator, who created more than 1.3 million addresses to receive payments. Careful analysis eventually led British, American, and German investigators to the site's operator in South Korea. Rinsed will no doubt please crypto skeptics, but that misses the larger picture, which is about governments grappling with crypto's attractiveness to criminals. The tech sector's relentless drive to innovate has an upside. Just think of all you can do with that little supercomputer in your pocket. But as Mr. White reminds us in this book, it has plenty of downsides too.